Talking tech this morning, and we have the IBM South Africa through its equity equivalence investment program, together with the Chimalongong Digital Innovation Precinct, launched a startup bootcamp competition. And this is aimed to enable the development of growth stage tech and digital startups. Now, the bootcamp will focus on enablement and development through a series of short, intensive, and rigorous modules. Each module is specifically selected to address skills, resources, and infrastructure and technology growth within the startup. Sean Randles joins us this morning. The Enterprise Development Manager at Chimalongong Precinct joins us to discuss the opportunity which could open a new world for you. Sean, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Sean, what is IBM's equity equivalence investment program about? Quite a big name you can tell us shortly what it's about.
The equity equivalence investment program is one of the largest in South Africa. Because IBM is an international company, it is considered as an alternative for multinational businesses that are unable to relinquish shareholding to contribute to their triple BEE obligations. So in principle, the aim of the program or initiative is to inject millions and millions, actually 700 million rand over a 10-year tenure, into skill development, education, and science and technology in South Africa.
And what is the Chimalongong Digital Innovation Precinct about? Because I think these two were sort of at the conference going hand in hand.
Absolutely. It's a mandate of Wits University. So it sits literally underneath the university in Braamfontein in the center of Johannesburg. And imagine it as a cluster of buildings that have been repurposed to look like some of the major cities' co-working spaces. But it's also a sandbox for local digital entrepreneurs and makers or inventors. So call it a co-working space for creative collaboration and trying to drive the foundation and development phase for startup technology and innovation in Johannesburg.
That's absolutely brilliant. So the bootcamp basically will focus on enablement and development through a series of these short, intensive and rigorous modules that you're going to be having. It sounds like an absolutely great idea, because artificial intelligence and this fourth industrial revolution is really, I'm not even going to say that it's here, but because it's been here for a while, but it's becoming more and more to the fore, and people who are in business are having to start to think that way and starting to sort of, you know, wrap their minds around the idea about it. So what is this initiative about, and who is this targeted at?
You pretty much said it. The businesses of South Africa. So the criteria are that the applicants need to be prove that they are 51% black owned. They have to prove the black shareholding. They have to prove this through identity, because it is obviously an initiative that is based for this. But it's for those businesses who are trying to reach scale. So these businesses need to have customers. They need to have traction. They need to validate income. And essentially, when it comes to using exponential technology, so IBM have got expertise in big cloud computing, quantum computation, big data analytics, artificial intelligence, and blockchain. When these companies who apply for this program, they're already looking at using some of these exponential technologies to start solving some of their business problems. And the program has been set up to, I guess, quickly accelerate their development into a new space where IBM can start using these businesses as product partners and creating brand partnerships with these fast-developing companies.
Yeah, and what's in it for these businesses, beside the fact that, you know, the bootcamp will culminate in an investment proposal and pitch, and is a nice prize of 500,000K? What else is in it for these businesses?
It's a very good question, and I think that's what a lot of incubators or these initiatives are trying to create, is a compelling selling advantage. I think it's one, you get to potentially become a brand partner of IBM. So you can start to use IBM products and you can resell IBM products. You get brought into the ecosystem a lot easier and a lot quicker. And there are a lot of bells and whistles. I've only been working alongside IBM for the last 4 or 5 months, but there is certainly a company that have got their act together. You can tell that they're a fast-moving multinational company. So I think my assumption is that if you're a company who gets to be involved in this program, you kind of become a part of the family. There are also opportunities for you to start entering post this program, other programs that allow you to kind of open your wings and kind of launch into the international market too, because there happens to be another entrepreneur who is working through the Tsim Le Hong precinct that's recently just been awarded an opportunity to go and plug his software into with the Watson API, which is their special computer.
Yeah.
And he gets to present that in California at the end of the year. So there are opportunities that exist. We just got to scratch the surface to find them.
Chatting to Sean Randles, Enterprise Development Manager at Tsim Le Hong Precinct. Sean, you know, a lot of people are not that easy to go into change and not that easy to develop and not that easy to sort of accept technology and work with AI within their systems to get the outcomes that they actually need. What do you say to somebody who is very hesitant? How do you convince him to actually play in this particular space?
Yeah, I mean, I always remember that I'm paraphrasing Henry Ford, but he said if you ask somebody what they wanted, they would ask for a faster horse. Until eventually all systems are going to be using exponential technologies that are going to eventually make your company redundant. And if your business becomes redundant, people will become retrenched and you will no longer become relevant in the market. I mean, that's pretty much the basic equation. As long as your business is solving for a problem, an immediate need right now, and it's creating some kind of social impact that is deriving some kind of profit, you'll be fine, I imagine. But using big data analytics and using Bluemix, which is IBM's cloud computing solution, are set up essentially for companies to be able to do business a lot easier and automate their businesses. I think it's just people don't know enough about IBM's product. And I think that this is an opportunity for IBM now to start educating the startups on how to start using their product to enable their businesses to march forward into this new age of digital.
Yeah, and the old adage of working smarter, not harder, comes to mind here. What advice can you give a young entrepreneur entering this space at the moment?
Two things. Make sure that you are coming up with a solution to a real problem. And I see a lot of food delivery apps. I see a lot of fintech solutions using AI to algorithms to calculate investments or your financial portfolio. Anyone's trying now to come up with this new taxi on demand app. Those are technologies that this country doesn't particularly need right now to solve social issues. I personally feel like the type of curriculum that young startup entrepreneurs need to be taught are, one, the mindset and the rigor and the resilience that is required of a South African entrepreneur in a very tough market to set up a business, especially with the red tape and the bureaucracy. And just make sure that the business that you're setting up, the team that you are setting up, are a team that you can work with through the worst possible times. You know, when it's good, but when it's bad, it's really tough. And when you're starting out and you are using your own money and you're running on fumes, you become quite edgy with each other. And my final thing is just make sure that the problem that you're trying to solve is a real problem in South Africa, not another food app or not another delivery app, but a real solution that can solve a real problem, something that can solve the water crisis, something that can solve or predict the weather patterns, or something that can help with food in this country or education in that matter.
Yeah. That's very, very interesting, and I think that's a topic of discussion for another day. Sean Randles, Enterprise Development Manager at Tsim Le Hong Precinct and the IBM's Bootcamp. So, yeah, you can obviously get details from us a little later. You can speak to Rafik if you need details on that. Sean, thanks very much, and have a fantastic day.